This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
This is a music show, episode number 94. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Lots of great music this week, as usual. Got some reggae, some soul, and some rock and roll. This here is the 101 Strings with a song called Blues for the Guru. I played another song off this LP before. This is another good rocker. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the show. Guys, before it's Dino, Desi, and Billy.
I live in an apartment on the 99th floor of my block. I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world. Hey!
1958. That was the Rockin' R's with a song called The Beat. Yeah, some nice old rock and roll for you. Before that was a group I played before. I played the flip, actually, from the 7-inch. That was The Sheep with a song called 12 Months Later from 1966. And also from 1966 was a song by Dino, Desi, and Billy. Their version of The Stones' Get Off of My Cloud. I played another song by those guys sometime last year from another LP, but I just found this LP and that one was kind of fun. All right, here's a great group called The Eilers Set.
Something wrong with my skin. Well, I better clean up this mess. Maybe somebody else will come.
reggae for you there. So that was the Mercenaries dub version of Prince Mohammed's Jack Sprat. Yeah, some nice dub for you there. I'll have some more reggae for you later on in the show. Before that was Bobby Hatfield with a song called Soul Cafe that came out on a 45 on the Verve record label. And I started off the set there with a song by The Eilers Set, a group from the late 90s, early 2000s, surprise, surprise, doing a great 60s girl group sound, a song called Hey Lover. Yeah, if I didn't tell you, would you have known it was from the year 2000? And that came out on the Slumberland record label, and it was a co-release with 555 Records. All right, here's a couple of flute tunes. Here's Johnny Pate, the Johnny Pate Quintet. Thank you. 1972 that there was an instrumental version, the theme from King Heroin, kind of a laid-back but melancholy groove. Before that was Herbie Mann and his version of Pick Up the Pieces. I played another funky track from this LP before. It's called Discotech. It's pretty great. It's got some good grooves on it, and I've played the two standout ones. And I started off the set there with another flute song, Johnny Pate Quintet, with a song called Double Promotion Blues, and that was a 45 I picked up recently. All right, here's another 45. I picked it up a while ago. It's another reggae one, and this is almost dancehall-y stuff from 1995, 6, 7.
Dead man can't think. Right, Richard, come forward. Thank you.
Be wondering if you heard that song on this show before. That was Roy Richards with a dub version of a song called Dead and Awake. It's called Wake Version, and it uses the same rhythm as the song Night Owl that I played a few shows back. I forget who that one was by. But yeah, you can hear it pretty clearly in the beginning there, but then he gets faded out as Roy Richards comes forward. Before that was some, kind of digital dub stuff from Merciless, and that was a song called Scotland Yard, and that was the dub version there, and I'm just trying to find who did the vocal one. Oh, it just says Merciless there. Good stuff from, I think, 97. I forget what it was when I looked it up. You can hear the digital delay as opposed to maybe a tape echo from back in the day. All right, I'll have a bit more music for you and some data, but before that, I would like to do some shout-outs. I'll start with email this week. I heard from Glenn in Killeen, Texas, who tuned into the show for the first time. He caught a bit of the text MFSK data that I sent out last week, first on 7780, and then he caught the full show on 5850 kilohertz, and he got the text in an image. It was a bit jittery on the image, though. I also heard from Ruby in Baltimore for the first time, who stumbled on the 7780 kilohertz broadcast, which is super cool. Thanks for getting in touch, Ruby. I got some nice decodes from Steve, W4OGM in Peachtree, Georgia. Very nice decode and a wonderful report, as usual. Thank you, Steve. And I also got a nice reception report from Richard in St. Albert, Alberta, letting me know that he caught both episode 92 and 93. Thank you, Richard. And I also got a nice decode from Fred in Virginia, who caught the first broadcast of the show on 7780 kilohertz. And that goes out every Wednesday at 2100 UTC on WRMI. And let's go over to Twitter. A bunch of nice decodes over on Twitter. DRMNA sent along a nice decode and also pointed out that there's a connection between Grapefruit that I played last week and the Beatles. And other people pointed out that there's also a connection with AC/DC. That's pretty cool. Bobby in Morgan City sent along a nice decode. And also Marcus in Costa Mesa, California, listening to the show out on his patio on his PL880 shortwave radio. I also got a nice decode from Dana in Napa, California. And also in Denver, Colorado, Matt W0MDK, posting a nice decode and a nice waterfall image. And finally, Jolly Roger Mania in Germany posting his image decodes, and he did track down last week's image, which was the center label for the Grapefruit 45 that I played, but I took a picture of the side I didn't play, a song called Yes. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. Hello to One Deck Pete, Weeds Up To Me Knees, and he's reminding people to tune into the KTMS test broadcasts that are happening, I believe, tomorrow, December 17th, 2020, for those listening to a later recording. It's going to be on the frequency of 9670 kilohertz at 2300 UTC, again on December 17th, 2020. And hello to Strange Beacons. Thank you for putting the word out. And Brian, W8LN, I hope reception is good for you this evening. And finally, I forgot these guys last week. My apologies. hfzone.org. It's a website about shortwave listening. And it's also, it will also link you to a Discord chat group. So hello to everyone in there. Frigid, Master Player 30, Alex Rules 11, Jeff, Marcus, Zoe, Dazman, and everyone else who pops in to say hi. Yeah, I usually pop in around this time on the 5850 broadcast to say hi to everyone. It would be great to see you in there. All right, I would love to get your reception reports. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. If you do Twitter, you can reach out to me there. My Twitter handle is thisisamusicshow, but no W on the end. And one more time with the email address, thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. All right, I'll have some MFSK 64 text and image for you shortly, but before that, here's some nice steel drum music. That was the Heineken Pan Vibes Steel Orchestra with their version of Sugar Bum Bum. How about that? All right, it's time for some data this week. Well, every week is the mode MFSK 64. And this week's data will be backed by Bert Kampfert, a song called Never My Love. Here you go. your MFSK 64 text and image for this week's program. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. You can also post your results over on Twitter if you do that. My handle is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And one more time with the email address in case you caught some static. thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. Be sure to let me know where you're listening from and what kind of radio you've got. It'd be great to hear from you. All right, before I go, just another reminder that starting next week will be the top 25 secondhand finds of 2020. The first 13 or so songs will go out on next week's program, and I'm inviting people to vote for their favorite songs that they've heard on this program over the last year. There's a link to the poll on my Twitter page, which once again is This Is a Music Show with no W on the end. And there's a link there, and that will let you vote on your favorite songs. It'd be great to get your responses on that. All right, so please tune in. I hope you'll tune in over the next couple weeks. All right. I have one last song for you. It is by The Impressions. It's their version of a Marvin Gaye song called Inner City Blues. This record is pretty great. Pretty funky jams with lots of string arrangements in the background there. And this record was produced by Curtis Mayfield. All right, this was a music show, episode number 94. I am your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And I hope you'll be back next week. Stay safe. See ya.